Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Geopolitical Biweekly Report for November 10th, 2025. I'm Phil Adler. The policies of the new Japanese Prime Minister may provide a boost for Japanese stocks. Confluence Chief Market Strategist Patrick Fearon-Hernandez joins us today to discuss what the election of Sanae Takaichi means for investors. Patrick, Takaichi is Japan's first female prime minister, but in many ways, she does seem to identify with some of the past conservative leaders of Japan, particularly Shinzo Abe. How are their policies similar?
Well, good morning, Phil, and thanks for having me on the program. To answer your question, Takaichi is very much a protege of the late Shinzo Abe, who was prime minister from 2006 to 2007, and then had a second stint in office from 2012 to 2020. Like Abe, Takaichi supports a strong national defense, economic stimulus through Abenomics-style policies, and a nationalist approach to governance. She's pushing for aggressive fiscal expansion, deregulation, and investment in strategic industries like semiconductors and AI. Her stance on foreign policy is hawkish, and she's committed to deepening Japan's alliance with the U.S.
Are there any major differences?
Well, yes, there are. Takaichi is arguably even more conservative than Abe. For example, she opposes same-sex marriage, supports male-only imperial succession, and resists progressive gender reforms. Her new coalition has also married her long-ruling Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, with the right-wing Japan Innovation Party, or JIP, shifting the LDP further to the right. That's a big change from the LDP's previous coalition with the pacifist Kameido Party. The new coalition between the LDP and the JIP gives Takaichi more room to pursue defense and market-oriented reforms, although the JIP's preference for budget discipline may temper her fiscal ambitions.
Patrick, was dissatisfaction with Japan's economy a major reason for Takaichi's election?
Absolutely. Japan's economy has been sluggish for decades. Although output grew at 1.2% in early 2025, better than the long-term average, Japan's growth still lags behind other developed countries. At the same time, consumer price inflation has returned, unsettling consumers, and the yen remains weak. Voters were looking for bold leadership to revitalize growth and stabilize prices, and Takaichi's promises of stimulus and reform resonated.
Patrick, in your report this week, you called Takaichi's election a significant shift. What stands out about it to you?
Well, what stands out is the combination of her nationalist ideology with a willingness to break from Japan's post-war pacifism. She's pushing for a defense budget of at least 2% of GDP by next March, 2 full years ahead of schedule. She's also liberalizing the defense industry, allowing arms exports and encouraging private sector weapons manufacturing. That's a major departure from Japan's historical stance.
Well, Takaichi and President Trump certainly seemed to get along well when they met. Which of her policies might Trump find particularly welcome?
Well, Trump likely appreciates her strong defense posture and her commitment to the U.S.-Japan alliance. Her support for boosting Japan's military capabilities aligns with Washington's push for allies to shoulder more of their own defense. Her market-oriented reforms and emphasis on bilateral cooperation, especially in energy and critical minerals, also fit well with Trump's strategic goals.
Japan pointedly avoided any military buildup in the years following World War II. Are those pacifist days long gone?
Well, they're at least fading fast. Takaichi's administration is revising Japan's national security strategy and investing in advanced defense technologies like long-range strike missiles and fighter jets. The withdrawal of the pacifist Kameido Party from the ruling coalition has removed a major constraint, allowing Takaichi to pursue a much more assertive defense policy.
So does Japan's new stance on national defense translate directly to opportunities in defense companies? I'm talking about investment opportunities, both inside Japan and elsewhere.
Yes, it does. Yeah, Japan's defense sector is underdeveloped, accounting for less than 2% of global defense shipments. Takeuchi's reforms aim to change that. By loosening export restrictions and investing in R&D, Japan could become a more significant player in global defense markets. That creates opportunities for domestic firms and their international partners.
Patrick, with a few exceptions, I'm not sure Japanese corporations have ever been known for their competitiveness and profitability. Is this going to change?
Well, there's definitely potential for change. Takeuchi supports deregulation and strategic investment in high-tech sectors. However, she hasn't yet addressed a deepening of corporate governance reforms, like unwinding cross-shareholdings that shield firms from competition. Progress has been made on those issues in recent years, but we think more is needed to truly transform corporate culture and boost shareholder value.
We know Japan has some major challenges, including demographics and access to certain raw materials and energy supplies. How might Takeuchi address those issues?
Well, on demographics, she's skeptical of immigration, so we may not see much movement there. But she's focused on productivity and innovation to offset labor shortages. For energy, she plans to expand subsidies and increase LNG imports from the U.S. while reducing reliance on Russian energy sources. She's also backing a joint U.S.-Japan framework to secure critical minerals and rare earths, which would reduce dependency on China.
Patrick, what are the downsides of a big stimulus package like the one Takeuchi is contemplating?
Well, we think the main risk is fiscal sustainability. Japan's debt-to-GDP ratio is already around 235%. A stimulus package of over 13.9 trillion yen would push that even higher. If the Bank of Japan resists rate hikes under political pressure, inflation could rise further, and longer-term bond yields may stay elevated. That's important because it could undermine investor confidence.
What is your outlook for Japanese stocks?
Well, we remain pretty positive on Japanese stocks. The Nikkei 225 price index surged nearly 25% in October, breaking 52,000 when it became clear that Takeuchi could become Japan's leader. Investors are optimistic about Takeuchi's stimulus plans and her alignment with the U.S. trade policy. Those factors should be good for Japanese stock returns. And to dive a bit into the details, we expect continued strength in sectors like defense, semiconductors, AI, autos, and electronics. Small caps and domestic demand plays may also benefit.
How about Japanese bonds?
Well, the outlook for Japanese bonds remains more mixed. Long-term Japanese government bonds sold off earlier this year, but JGB yields have come down slightly since Takeuchi took office. If the Bank of Japan halts rate hikes, bond prices could stabilize. Still, concerns about debt and fiscal expansion may keep yields relatively high.
It looks like the yen, Patrick, may continue to weaken under these policies. How would a weaker yen play into Takeuchi's economic goals?
Well, a weaker yen supports exports, which aligns with her growth strategy. It also helps Japanese firms compete globally. The flip side, however, is that a weaker yen increases the cost of imports, especially for energy and food, which could hurt consumers. Nevertheless, Takeuchi seems willing to accept that trade-off to boost industrial output.
Do you think the weaker yen would lead possibly to a revival of the carry trade, where investors borrow against the yen and invest in higher-yielding currencies?
Well, we don't address that in our report, but I suppose it is possible. Even though Japanese interest rates aren't negative anymore, they are low, and if the BOJ turns dovish, the yen could again be an attractive funding currency. If global rates stay relatively high, we could see a resurgence in the carry trade, which might further weaken the yen but boost capital flows into Japan.
Thank you, Patrick. The title of this week's report is Meet Sanai Takeuchi. You can find a link to the written report on the Confluence website, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.